Arena Bowl 27 in Foster. 27. In your wildest dreams, when you created this game, did you imagine it would grow to be where it is today?
Well, it's kind of a loaded question because in some respects I thought, you know, we should have had a 28. This should be 28.
Right.
We lost a year, so that's one item number one, but that, you know, those things happen. I guess when I started, I was hopeful it would be successful long term, but I have to be honest. When I had come from the National Football League. I was promotion manager of the NFL. I hold the NFL in great high regard, great respect. It's a great, very well-run business. And I knew that Arena Football was never going to be the National Football League, and it shouldn't be. And I'm a marketing guy back. I was promotion manager of the NFL, and I, my whole discipline is marketing. I'm a marketing-based person, and from the beginning, my whole concept on Arena Football, after it came up, the idea, which was kind of, as you know, a casual idea initially on the back of an envelope, when people started saying at the NFL, you got a great idea, I began to look at it and say, well, where does it fit in? And the concept was spring, summer. And the concept was to play inside when arenas weren't that busy because they don't have as many concerts or basketball or hockey games. And I really began to say, this has got to be a niche sport. I mean, it's got to be something that's different than the NFL in some respects, which it is by the nature of the game. And, of course, for many, many years we played single platoon, which is something I regret we're not doing right now. And it really allowed us to bring in a different type of player in some respects and play it a different type of the year and sell it, the brand of it, as something that was football, but for the football fan in the summer months that they could enjoy but not feel like they were turning their back on their NFL team or their major college football team they were a fan of. And that was really the emphasis in the beginning. So I guess that in some respects, to answer your question, I didn't see it as being something that was going to go out and try to be what the USFL was going to be to the NFL or try to be what Donald Trump was going to try to take the USFL to fall football. And actually, incidentally, as a sidebar, that's what actually helped Arena Football get going, because when Donald Trump convinced the USFL owners, most of them, that they should go to fall football and challenge the National Football League and force them into a merger, I knew that wasn't going to happen. I knew Donald Trump wasn't going to get it done, and I knew the NFL was too strong a test to be able to do that, particularly where they were at that point in time. And I told my wife, I said, we have a chance to do Arena Football. I need to take what little life savings we have, and I need to roll it, you know, be the entrepreneur and roll it on the table and see if we can bring this thing out. So that created the window of opportunity in the first place, and I knew that we had to be something that the NFL wasn't. I went and met with the NFL. I told them, we're not going to take your players, we're not going to play in your stadiums, we're not going to pay NFL salaries, don't worry about us. And their response to me was, this is great because it gives more guys a chance to play football, and who knows, you might develop some players that might go on to the NFL. And obviously that's happened, and right, happened quite a bit. So that's the overall answer to the question. It's great that we're at this point, that it's moving along. We've had our hiccups along the ways, up and downs, but the game is a very good game, and it continues to draw fans. The challenge continues to be is how do you grow the game in terms of getting more recognition, getting more stability with teams from years to year, just build that fan base and build that recognition. And that's a challenge that every sport faces. The NBA has had their issues in the past, so has the National Hockey League. So you just keep moving forward. And I think overall, Jerry Kurz is working very hard to try to take it that direction.
The genesis of it, the creation of it, where did it come from?
Out of my noggin. I'm a very creative person by background. I was in Madison Square Garden watching my first indoor soccer game in February 11, 1981. I brought a colleague from the NFL, and as I was watching my first indoor soccer game, kind of curious about what it was, because I grew up in Iowa. We didn't have a lot of soccer back in the day. I turned to him and literally said, if you can play soccer indoors, why not football? And people ask me, well, why'd you think about it, just like I guess you are? I guess it was because there was AstroTurf over ice. And I thought, you know, they're playing soccer on AstroTurf. I'm a football guy. Why couldn't you play football? And I pulled an envelope out, which is now there's an exact duplicate of it at the Pro Football Hall of Fame down the road here in Canton, Ohio, where there's a display on Arena Football. And I drew the outline of a hockey rink, and I started making notes. And really, what is on that envelope is the genesis of the game. The nets are there, the rebound nets, because I realized on fourth down you couldn't kick a field goal. You couldn't punt, actually, because right, it was going to go too high. So then, well, maybe you kick a field goal, but, you know, it was going to be a a really easy field goal. And I thought, well, what if you made the goalpost smaller? And I grew up an Iowa Hawkeye, I'll tell you that, in the middle of Buckeye country. And we had a coach named Forrest Devaszewski as a kid. Had some great teams, had some wars with Woody Hayes down here. And he built a goalpost on the practice field that was very skinny with a high crossbar. And I remembered that. So I sketched that on the envelope. Let's create a smaller, skinnier, tougher kick at goalpost. And then the lightning, I guess, if it hit that night in my head, was that I had a pitchback net as a little kid in baseball.
Yep. And we used to
I used to throw my football at it instead of my baseball because I love football so much. Let's put that on either side. And that actually is part of the patent on arena football. This is the only patent in team sport in the history of the world that's actually played. So it just was kind of a creative exercise of my friend sitting there with me, and he's saying, well, what would you do about this and do about that? And he said, you know, there's not as many seats as a stadium. I said, well, you could play single platoon football so you have less players, because when I was a little kid, that's how you still played. And that's a lot of things came together that night on that envelope. I went back to work at the NFL the next day, and he was telling people in the NFL offices about my idea for indoor football, and people really thought it was a cool idea. So eventually I took the time to write some rules, write a, you know, basic how would you do it business plan. And then I was very fortunate to get some meetings with some TV networks for another friend of mine who was connected to television at the network level, and they liked it. And NBC offered me a contract to do a test game, and then ESPN said they were interested in doing something with it, and eventually it all came together.